ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 18 ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಕರ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ ಬಾಯ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 1. ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತಃ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾವ ಭಗವತಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಅದ್ಭುತ್ಕರ್ಮಣಃ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತಃ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ಭಗವತಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯಾದ್ಭುತಕರ್ಮಣಃ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತಃ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ಭಗವತಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯಾದ್ಭುತಕರ್ಮಣಃ. ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತಃ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ಭಗವತ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯಾದ್ಭುತಕರ್ಮಣಃ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತಃ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ಭಗವತ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯಾದ್ಭುತಕರ್ಮಣಃ. ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತಃ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ಭಗವತ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯಾದ್ಭುತಕರ್ಮಣಃ. ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಾತ್ ಭಗವತ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯಾದ್ಭುತಕರ್ಮಣಃ. ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ ಯೋ ವೈ ದ್ರೋಣ್ಯಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಪ್ಲುಷ್ಟೋ ನ ಮಾತುರುದರೇ ಮೃತಃ अनुग्रहात् भगवता कृष्णस्य अद्भुतकर्मणः सूत उवाच यो वेद्रोण्यास्त्रविप्लुष्टो न मातुरुदरे मृतः अनुग्रहात् भगवता कृष्णस्याद्भुतकर्मणः सूत उवाच श्री सुत गोस्वामी सेड या वन हु वै सर्टनली द्रोणी अस्त्र बाय द वेपन ऑफ द सन ऑफ द्रोणा विप्लुष्टः burned by na never matu of the mother udare in the womb mrutah met his death anugrahat by the mercy bhagavatah of the personality of godhead krishnasya krishna अद्भुत कर्मणः हु एक्ट्स वंडरफुली ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन श्री सूत गोस्वामी सेड ड्यू टू द मर्सी ऑफ द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्ण हु एक्ट्स वंडरफुली महाराज परीक्षित though struck by the weapon of the son of Drona in his mother's womb, could not be burned. Purport. The sages of Naimisharanya became struck with wonder after hearing about the wonderful administration of Maharaj Parikshit, especially in reference to his punishing the personality of Kali and making him completely unable to do any harm within the kingdom. Suta Goswami was equally anxious to describe Maharaj Parikshit's wonderful birth and death, and this verse is stated by Suta Goswami to increase the interest of the sages of Naimisharanya. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितांस्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं हरे कृष्ण सो आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर ग्लोरीफाइंग लॉर्ड फॉर ऑल ऑफ युअर प्लेजर एंड फॉर माय प्यूरिफिकेशन सो वी जस्ट फिनिश्ड चैप्टर 17 इन विच वी सॉ How Parikshit Maharaj punished the personality of Kali Now in this chapter, Shukadev Goswami is describing how Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a Brahmana boy. So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions a beautiful thing. He mentions that this particular verse about birth of Parikshit Maharaj has been mentioned by Suta Goswami to increase the interest of sages of Naimisharanya. So we'll, and then in the translation also Prabhupada mentions that, you know, how Krishna's wonderful pastimes saved Parikshit Maharaj. So we'll discuss two things. First, how to present Krishna consciousness in an interesting way. And then second, how after practicing for many years, we tend to lose interest in Krishna consciousness, reasons behind it, and how to avoid that. And the third thing is, how wonderful is Krishna? How Krishna wonderfully acts. We'll try to discuss these three things. So, in Bhagavatam, we see repeatedly, Shukadeva Goswami is testing the interest of Parikshit Maharaj. Anybody remembers any particular very stunning example from 10th canto? How Parikshit Maharaj, how Shukadeva Goswami tested Parikshit Maharaj's interest, if he is listening intently or not? Any guess? Yeah, that is one. Looking for a particular pastime, yes? Right, yeah, there is one place. Another place was about, you know, when Agasura was killed, you know, Shukadeva Goswami says that the boys told this pastime about killing of Agasura after 1 year. And then he tries to continue, but then immediately Parikshit Maharaj asks, why after 1 year? And then the beautiful Brahma Vimohan Leela is described. So, same way here, if we see, in the next 4 or 5 verses, Suta Goswami is kind of winding up pastime of Parikshit Maharaj. That he was born and he was attacked by Drona and he was, you know, saved from getting killed. And then how the bird, you know, snake bird killed him. And then, you know, this was wonderful pastime of Parikshit Maharaj. Then the sages says, wait, you know. Can you please describe us? So this shows time and again that the speaker, Shukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami, they are checking the interest of the audience. So this is very much, you know, preaching application oriented verse. How we present Krishna consciousness to the world in an interesting manner. Prabhupada has given us the best product available on earth. How we package it, that's important. This Kali Yuga is a packaging industry, right? Most of the people, they get attracted, even we, when we go to purchase something, by how it looks externally, right? So, same way, while presenting Krishna consciousness, we have to make sure that we try our best to present it in an interesting way. For example, it is said that the first impression is last impression, right? So, whenever some new, you know, guest walks into the temple, of course, deities are divine. You know, Prabhupada is wonderful, teachings are wonderful. But we living devotees around, how we behave with them, that will create the first impression. And that will either increase their interest in Krishna consciousness or decrease their interest in Krishna consciousness. So it's our great responsibility that we try our best to present Krishna consciousness in an interesting way. I was just thinking that we see this big billboards, you know, Harry Potter, experience Harry Potter, you know, Universal Studios, right, you know, experience the, you know, dinosaurs, you know, right? Now just imagine if we could create a theme park based on Krishna's pastimes. How wonderful it would be. Actual Leelas is not even fiction. It's all, you know, actual history present in such a beautiful form. All there is, like, you know, there is a thrill, there is adventure, there are demons, there is flying. Whatever this, you know, people are trying to find, everything is there. And the beauty is, there is Krishna in the center. So if you could do that, you just imagine, you know, there is like Halloween, so you will see, you know, costume of Agasur and, you know, Krishna and in the costume. How nice it would be, right? So, we have to think, we have to present the same product. We don't have to change anything. Product is perfect. But just the way how we present. For example, for kids, how to attract, like, you know, while bringing them to temple. So simple, but just, you know, ask them a quiz, you know. You know, guess what dress, you know, Rukmini Dwarkadhi should be wearing, which color? I said, you know, pink, green. And then, so they would be eager, right, to just see, you know, which dress Krishna is wearing now. So same way with us. When we enter in Krishna, in the temple, before entering, we can also think, oh, today is Ekadashi. Generally, Lord wears white and red, you know. Which one Lord will be wearing today, you know. So, that way, it increases even our anticipation and interest in Krishna consciousness. Over a period of time, as it says, you know, middle age crisis, same thing happens in case of devotees also. Devotees tend to lose interest in Krishna consciousness. We see devotees practicing for many years, they tend to leave, or they tend to, you know, say, you know, okay, you know, it was not the way, you know, Krishna consciousness was before. So, you heard such comments? You know, why it happens? Even in our own case, if we see the enthusiasm we had, you know, to first attend Mangal Arati, to first attend, you know, any yatra, to go to dham, to go to, you know, lecture of particular, you know, our Guru Maharaj or Sannyasi, or, you know, to finish Prabhupada's, you know, literature, you know, reading first time, you know. Do we have the same interest? If not, then why? So there are certain reasons. First is, familiarity breeds contempt, which leads to offenses. So, we tend to do offenses towards deities, towards devotees, and that covers our interest for Krishna consciousness, you know, at least for time being. The more grave the offense, more thick the covering is. And another thing is that we, you know, initially get a free sample from Krishna when we come to Krishna consciousness, that free ecstasy given, you know, and we are in ecstasy. But afterwards, Krishna says, okay, now pay the price, you know. Krishna is transcendental, you know, drug dealer, you know. How? He gives initial free samples and then he is, you know, demands money once you are addicted. So same way, Krishna demands our sadhana. So if we are not paying that price, again that initial enthusiasm tend to go down. Then the other reason could be, initially we came to Krishna consciousness for some other reason. Maybe to get some facilities, maybe, you know, just outside there was, you know, so much frustration. I could not enjoy my senses to fullest, you know, everything is falling apart. So I, you know, devotees met me and things are so soothing here, people are nice. And I try to come. But over a period of time, once that need is satisfied, I'll think, okay, fine, I can go now and again I can try to enjoy sense gratification. So that also could lead to decrease in our interest. So what could be the precautionary measures? Of course, strong sadhana, hearing Prabhupada's classes, reading Prabhupada's books, and associating with enthusiastic devotees. Whenever we are feeling down, whenever doubts are haunting us, why I am chanting, you know, this, you know, Hare Krishna, immediately we should rush in the association of devotees, you know. They will take care of everything. Also, another reason could be that when we start practicing Krishna consciousness, naturally, we are awarded with some abilities which we never had. We may become expert singer or expert, you know, mridanga player or expert speaker. And then we try to think that, okay, yeah, this is my expertise and let me, you know, initially thought comes, let me serve in this way. But later it goes on to that, okay, yes, I am a great preacher, you know, I am a great singer. And then if, you know, our authorities say, you know, Prabhu, you know, today is, you know, big festival. There is nobody to wash pots. Can you please go wash pots in the kitchen? He says, we may think, hey, you know, you are underutilizing me. You know, I can preach. I can do this, that, one, two, three. You are asking me to wash pots. And if it happens repeatedly, we may feel that, you know, I'm not valued, you know. Let me just go somewhere else. You know, or try to do my own things. So we have to always, you know, keep looking who I was before coming to Krishna consciousness and who am I now. And that difference will always keep us on our toes. Yes, you know, if I practice Krishna consciousness, I'll go. Another reason could be that the anartha nivritti, when it starts, it's like, you know, high slope. And it could be so high that we may feel that I may just fall down. There is no end. But then we have to, when we compare again, we can see that, hey, you know, my life has changed so much for positivity. Let me endure this pain. Then surely I'll cross this also. And then the most, one of the most potent thing to keep our interest in Krishna consciousness is, as Prabhupada was mentioning, to remember Krishna's wonderful pastimes always. This is a beautiful verse from Padyavali. Rupa Goswami says, Ambhodhi sthalatam sthalam jaladhitam dhuli lavashailatam shailom rutkanatam trunam kulishatam vajratrunakshinatam vannishitalatam himam dahanatam ayati yasechaya lila durlalitadbhuta vyasanine krishnaya tasmain namah. So here what Rupa Goswami is saying is that ambodhi sthalatam, that means ambodhi means Krishna can make ocean into dry land, and sthalam jaladitam, he can make dry land into ocean. Dhuli lava shailatam, he can make a particle, dhuli lava, particle of a dust into a big unsurmountable mountain. Shailom mrutkanatam, and a big mountain like Himalayas, he can make into a dust. Trunam kushilatam vajra, he can make a blade of grass into vajra, the thunderbolt. And trunakshinatam, vajra trunakshinatam, he can make a thunderbolt into blade of grass. Vanni shitalatam, he can make fire as cool as ice. And he, what is next? Himam dahanatam, he can make ice as hot as blazing fire. Ayati yasechaya, as per his own desire. And this Krishna, Leela Durlalita, he does mischievous, playful, wonderful pastime. I offer my obeisances to this wonderful Krishna. So, Krishna is such a wonderful. And then another amazing thing is, he is Surudam Sarvabhutanam. He is a friend of everybody. So, such a rare combination. There are people who are powerful, but they don't want to good to others. There are people who are good, but they don't have any power to do any good. But Krishna is, he has all powers and he is all good. Such a beautiful combination. So why, you know, when we remember this, why can't we get attracted to such a beautiful Lord? And why can't we keep our interest in Krishna consciousness? There is a wonderful pastime in Mahabharata. Mahabharata is filled with this, you know, left and right. On 11th day, Bhishma falls, then Drona becomes commander-in-chief. So Drona tries to capture Yudhishthir Maharaj. So the background is, you know, Duryodhana says that, you know, forget about killing Pandavas, you know. You just capture Yudhishthir, I'll ask him to play dice, and again we'll defeat him in the dice and send him to forest. So Drona tries his best, but Arjuna, you know, he single-handedly just baffles all the Drona's plan. So on 11th day night, they gather to discuss plans. So Drona says, see, look, I can capture Yudhishthir or at least kill one of the Pandava, star mark, you know, condition apply. Why? What? Arjuna should not be there. Then there were another group of soldiers, the Susharmas and Trikartas. They say that, you know, we have our dues to settle with Arjuna. So we'll make sure that Arjuna is not near Yudhishthir. We'll take him away. And then you take care of, you know, Yudhishthir Maharaj. So, yes, done deal. So next day, you know, as it happens, many details, you know, going fast forward. So Drona is attacking Yudhishthir and Arjuna is, you know, with these Trigartas. And they were really powerful warriors, you know, Trigartas and these Susharmas, four brothers. And then there was another person. So Arjuna was again, like, you know, engaged with this warriors. There was another warrior. His name was Bhagadatta. He, with his elephant division, he was creating havoc. So because all the Pandavas, Satyaki, they were trying to protect Yudhishthir, Arjuna is stuck with this, you know, Susharmas and Trigartas, and this Bhagadatta is kind of, you know, left given a free hand. So with his army of elephants, he was creating, you know, havoc. He was just trampling. His elephant, you know, huge, like a mountain. His name was Supratika. And that elephant also had a big armor, you know. So these two guys, you know, Bhagadatta and his elephant, they were just creating havoc. So Arjuna, for a time being, he stops this Trigartas and then he says, Krishna, you know, just take me to this Bhagadatta. And he goes to this Bhagadatta, starts attacking. And this Bhagadatta also very powerful, you know, start, you know, attacking Krishna and Arjuna. And there is a fierce fight between these two. And this, on top of this Bhagadatta, this elephant also is trampling, you know, they are charging towards Krishna. And Krishna very expertly maneuvering, you know, his chariot to avoid this elephant's, you know, tramp. So that time, actually, this Arjuna, he very expertly shatters all the armor of this elephant. And then he breaks the bow of this, you know, Bhagadatta. Then Bhagadatta takes, you know, different lances and, you know, javelins and, you know, he throws at Arjuna. He's a very powerful warrior. Now, at one point, what happens is that this Bhagadatta remains with no weapon and Arjuna was about to kill him. Bhagadatta takes this Vaishnava Astra and he hurls this Vaishnava Astra at Arjuna. Now to history of this Vaishnava Astra, what is so great? Arjuna could have easily defeated. No. So, when Lord Mahavishnu was sleeping, that time Mother Earth went to Mahavishnu and she says that, you know, Lord, I want some boon. So Mahavishnu asks, okay, ask me what you want. She says, give me your weapon, this Vaishnava Astra. I want to give it to my son. You know who is son of Earth that time? Naraka, demon. So this Earth takes this weapon from Mahavishnu, gives it to Naraka. Naraka in turn hands this Vaishnava weapon to Bhagadatta. So this was, the origin was actually, you know, Mahavishnu Krishna, so very powerful. So when Bhagadatta hurls this weapon, Vaishnava Astra, at Arjuna, Krishna, understanding Arjuna cannot be saved. Arjuna was thinking, okay, I'll counter this. It was not possible. You know what Krishna did? Any guess? Yeah, Krishna just stood up and took that whole weapon on himself. And what happens? That weapon becomes a garland and goes into Krishna's neck. Now you just imagine you are fighting with somebody and you have a, you know, they say, you know, like, you know, ass, you know, this, the thing which, you know, nobody has and for sure it will defeat, you know. And you are hurling that weapon at the opponent and what's happening is becoming in a garland, you know. How, you know, this Bhagadatta could have got mortified, right? There's no chance, you know. So, Krishna says, you know, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhaktya Pranashyati. Krishna is such a lord, he'll keep all his promises. No, he may break all his promises, but he will protect his devotees. And that's why he asked Arjuna to declare this, that, you know, O Arjuna, declare boldly, you know, Name Bhaktya Pranashyati. Isn't it wonderful that you are about to get killed and Krishna is there and then the beauty is that, you know, that weapon becomes a garland, you know. And then of course, you know, Arjuna kills Bhagadatta. This is one of the incidents where Krishna acts so wonderfully. Even the opponents could not even think. So when another pastime, you know, Lord Chaitanya, they all go to Harinam. There is no war in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know. They go on Harinam, but what happens? There is a war of hunger and thirst. Devotees feel hungry. And there is nothing around. They are like, because in ecstasy they have gone far away. So what Lord Chaitanya does? He takes the seed of mango, puts it in the ground. And then a nice tree comes, mango tree, immediately. And then nice fruits. And the beauty of fruit was, there was no skin and there was no seed. Plain, juicy, most tasty, fragrant mango pulp. And then Lord Chaitanya took it by his own hands, gave it to devotees. And when devotees ate one, they had two in their hands. You know? Isn't it wonderful? You know? So, whom we are worshipping, sometimes we have to keep remembering. You know? Otherwise what happens is that, we are doing some service and we are just saying, you know, I have to wash pots, I have to wash pots, I have to wash pots, I have to clean floor, I have to clean. But for whom? Lakshmi Sahastra Shatasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. In Vaikuntha there is no dust. Still the Lakshmis are mopping the floor. Why? You know, by our service may Krishna give a small glance, you know, to us. So we are serving that person. So when we forget our connection of what we are doing and for whom we are doing, then what happens is that we lose our interest. So, time and again, we have to keep reminding ourselves. Also, all of us, if we sit back and think, we have certain cherished experiences in Krishna consciousness. For those who are, you know, very, very fortunate, we have seen Srila Prabhupada personally. That could be, you know, treasure of your life, right? For us, you know, we have seen whenever, you know, deities first or, you know, attended some yatra or, you know, some devotees, you know, becoming very happy with us and giving some pat on us. This is like cherished experiences in our heart. So, his mind is like mine. Our mind has all this, like in a mine, gold mine. Gold mine has a gold. So, our mind has thoughts, both positive and negative. So now which one to cherish is up to us. After practicing many years, we may have got many chastisements, disappointments in Krishna consciousness. Some devotee may not have spoken, you know, treated us badly or any number of things. So do we focus on those things in our mind or do we focus on the cherished experiences that we have in Krishna consciousness will decide if our interest in Krishna consciousness is going to increase or decrease. So, simple. If we always cherish the beautiful things, then naturally we will feel our interest in Krishna consciousness going increasing day by day. You know, it said, you know, Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purunam Vrataswadhanam. So, how can you say that if I am fully satisfied at this moment, next moment, I am going to get something big and that also will fully satisfy me. And then again, at next moment, it will be something more bigger, which will also fully satisfy. Does that mean that now I am not fully satisfied? No. The beauty in Krishna consciousness is, at every step, it is full, complete and it's increasing. The example is given, if I have a 1 liter jar and if it is filled with milk, I am full, right? But if my jar increases to 2 gallon, you know, then that also becomes full. So my capacity is increasing and the contents are also increasing. So same way, the Krishna consciousness is such an interesting thing that day by day, it increases our capacity and it fulfills us to our fullest. So, till now we discussed that how in Bhagavatam we have seen the speaker time and again is checking the interest of listener, whether he is listening intently or not. We saw some examples, Brahma Vimohan Lila and then about Prayaschitta Prabhuji mentioned. Then we saw the reasons why the interest goes down. Offenses, taking it for granted, our material aspirations not getting fulfilled, looking something else for in Krishna consciousness. So these are the main reasons and the antidote is again, strong sadhana, associating with devotees, you know, remembering Krishna's beautiful pastimes, and then cherishing the cherished things, like, you know, remembering the cherished things which we have cherished in our own Krishna consciousness. And then we saw that how Krishna is wonderful. We saw this pastime of Bhagadatta. How actually, I sometimes, you know, this particular pastime, I really like. How, you just imagine if we are this Bhagadatta, how would we have been felt? You know, I am throwing my best of the weapon and it's becoming a garland, you know. What a, what a amazing way to destroy your opponent, you know. This is Krishna does, you know, to protect his devotees. And then we saw this beautiful prayer. Would you like to recite again? Okay, try to recite after me.
Ambodhisthalatam sthalam jaladhitam ambodhi
ocean ambodhi sthalatam jaladhitam
ambodhisthalatam sthalam jaladhitam ambodhisthalatam sthalam jaladhitam dhulilavashailatam shailomrutkanatam
whole mountain becomes dust.
Trunam kulishatam
blade of grass becoming vajra.
Vajra trunakshinatam vanni sheetalatam himam dahanatam ayati yasechaya leela durlalitadbhuta vyasanine krishnaya tasmay namaha.
So any questions, comments? Yes, question here. Maybe you can speak, I'll repeat. Yeah. No problem, you speak, I'll. Oh, no, that's right. Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Same as Prabhu said, going deeper into pastimes of Krishna. So, one thing I remember was that the fish on the surface of ocean, they easily come to the shore. But the fish that dive deeper inside, they understand the beauty inside the ocean, that there is so much of variety inside, right. So much of beauty inside. Inside there are so many mountains, variety of gems. So same way, we have, all of us have lot more to go deeper inside into Krishna's pastimes. So in some quote I read that we have to, Prabhupada says that we have to read Goswami literatures more to dive deeper. So which later on Prabhupada's disciples have written books on, they translated. So if we read those, we can dive more deeper inside, and then we will no longer get attracted to outside literature, outside entertainment, etc., because much more higher, many multiple times more higher entertainment is there in these literatures, because our wonderful Lord is performing such wonderful things. So he is our hero of life. There is no other heroes or heroines. We need to look outside.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for sharing. Just one point, but that Prabhupada books, they are like our staple diet. Rice, dal, sabji, chapati. And all the other literatures, they are extra. Pizza, burger, you know, whatever you want to call it. So we have to make sure that, yes, we have to read them, but we have to make sure that we don't leave reading Krishna, you know, the books which Prabhupada wrote. Otherwise, you know, we may land up somewhere else, you know. So yeah, thank you so much. So, Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Nanda Nandan Shyama Sundar ki jai, Moura Mukuta Bamsi Wale ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.